Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. This week, we continue spotlighting the music of actor Sylvester Stallone. On last week's show, we listened to the music from the early days of Stallone's career and that period in which the actor wanted to be taken seriously as a dramatic actor. On today's program, we'll take a look at that period in the 1980s when Stallone began transforming into the star of big, noisy action movies. It could be argued that the transition began in 1982 with First Blood, in which Stallone played Vietnam veteran John Rambo. Though the Rambo franchise would eventually become associated with action movie excess, the first film was a surprisingly thoughtful effort with something to say. It was enhanced greatly by a score from composer Jerry Goldsmith, who alternated savage, violent action music with a delicate central theme for the film's main character. Take a listen.
Thank you.
That's music from First Blood, written by Jerry Goldsmith. Now, after First Blood was finished, Sylvester Stallone starred in a movie called Rhinestone, easily one of the worst-reviewed films of his career, and a film in which he did quite a bit of singing as well. We'll spare you that. Just as Stallone turned back to the Rocky franchise after his other experiments failed, he turned back to Rambo after the terrible reception Rhinestone received. The awkwardly titled Rambo First Blood Part 2 took the series into more conventional action movie territory, and the accompanying Jerry Goldsmith score reflected that fact. The score is arguably more entertaining than Goldsmith's first effort, full of patriotic swagger and punchy thematic ideas. It's fun, brassy music for a movie which had no interest in reaching the depth or subtlety of the original. Stallone didn't sing this time, but his brother Frank did, providing an earnest song which proves unintentionally amusing. We'll take a listen to that and Mr. Goldsmith's score. Enjoy.
Thank you. We give it all. Flaming fire burns forevermore. Sorrow and believing, honor and truth. Grace by us climbing, wrapped around our youth. Peace in our life. Tomorrow's an angel watching us all, telling the people she wraps around.
Music from Rambo, First Blood Part 2, written by Jerry Goldsmith. Stallone remained in the world of action in 1986 by starring in the film Cobra, in which he played the title character, co-starred with his girlfriend at the time, Brigitte Nielsen. Certainly not a particularly good film, but one which further cemented Stallone's status as the next hunky action star. Suddenly he wasn't the acclaimed actor he had wanted to be, but a guy who was in competition with Arnold Schwarzenegger. The music is by Sylvester LeVay, who provides, well, a pretty typical sounding 80s action score. Let's take a listen. listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDverdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. Earlier in the program, we spotlighted a song by Frank Stallone, Sylvester Stallone's brother. Frank Stallone returned to perform on the soundtrack for Over the Top, the marvelously ridiculous arm wrestling drama. The film was directed by a guy named Menahem Golan, who seemingly produced nearly every terrible action movie and directed quite a few of them. While the film is no less preposterous than many of Stallone's bad ideas, the film has garnered something of a fan base in the years since its release and remains a favorite of a few Stallone enthusiasts. The score is by 80s fixture Giorgio Moroder, who's aided by a host of memorable singers of the era throughout the movie. Let's take a listen to a few selections from that soundtrack.
Cause what I want, I can't find, but I've been waiting for so long, yeah. What I fear is coming, it's a bad night. To be in love, it's a fine line. Walking on, I gotta give it up. Someone else, it's a bad night. To be in love, all right. It's a bad.
Stallone, Giorgio Moroder, and Kenny Loggins on the soundtrack for Over the Top, appropriately named in a variety of ways. Sylvester Stallone returned to the Rambo franchise once again with Rambo 3, unquestionably the worst and most wildly preposterous film of that particular franchise. While Jerry Goldsmith's score for the second film had a certain all-American swagger, this one embraced the foreign locations in which the film takes place, as Goldsmith adds a variety of intriguing exotic elements to his familiar themes. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
Music from Rambo 3, written by Jerry Goldsmith. Stallone had a hit with the buddy movie Tango and Cash, in which he and Kurt Russell played cops who are framed and forced to clear their names. The score is by composer Harold Faltermeyer, who gave us such memorably cheesy 80s scores as Top Gun and Beverly Hills Cop. It's a sometimes hilariously dated musical effort, and all the more endearing for that. We'll close today's program with a suite of music from that score, and next week on the show, we'll take a look at Stallone's films from the 90s and beyond. Have a great week, everyone. Back at you later. We'll be right back.
climb.